This is VOA News, via remote Melton. Seven Minneapolis police officers have quit as the future of the city's entire police department is uncertain after the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody last month. It is unclear if their leaving has anything to do directly with Floyd. The department sent a statement to Minneapolis radio station WCCO saying, "People choose to leave employment for a myriad of reasons." But several officers have told the Minneapolis Star Tribune newspaper that they are upset by the mayor's decision to abandon the city's third precinct during the Floyd protests 2 weeks ago. All 12 city council members said in a resolution last week that they intend to dismantle the city's police department and replace it with what they call a transformative new model for cultivating safety. The details of that are unclear. 14 police officers who say they're speaking for hundreds in the Department of Officers in Minneapolis have written an open letter to the people of Minneapolis condemning the policeman, Derek Chauvin, who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes before Floyd died. The letter states Derek Chauvin failed as a human being and stripped George Floyd of his dignity and life. This is not who we are. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder and three other officers with aiding and abetting. Atlanta police have fired the white officer who shot and killed a black man Friday night after the suspect apparently grabbed the officer's taser and tried to escape. The department has also placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. Saturday night saw protests and a fire at the Wendy's fast food restaurant where the incident took place. Protesters continued to surround the restaurant on Sunday. From Washington,